The province says there may be some issues with school busing in Halifax Regional Centre for Education, HRCE, as the Nova Scotia's vaccination mandate kicks in. This is the final day for provincial employees falling under the mandatory vaccination policy to provide proof that they've had at least their first dose. It applies to most employees in sectors including healthcare, corrections and education. Those that don't meet the requirement face consequences, including unpaid leave. Those only partially vaccinated will still need to get their second dose and may be subjected to other health and safety measures, including testing. In HRCE, drivers may be assigned to new routes and one driver may need to cover an additional route before and after school, leading to potential delays for students, the Department of Health and Wellness said in a news release. Families will be notified if there is a change or delay to their child's bus route. The department says the latest data shows 99% of frontline healthcare, continuing care, paramedics, education employees and others in the COVID-19 vaccine mandate have at least one dose of vaccine. In addition, 99% of provincial government employees are at least partially vaccinated. I'm told there will be few disruptions to service as vaccination rates are very high, said Premier Tim Houston. The province says all affected organizations have contingency plans to deal with the potential of staffing shortages, but most are anticipating they will not be needed. However, in addition to school busing, another area that may be impacted is long-term care facilities and home care agencies. The province says, although vaccination rates are high, existing workforce shortages mean that even a small number of unvaccinated staff could result in a facility or agency not being able to accept new residents or seniors. Contingency plans could include using employment agencies and traveling nursing staff and offering part-time and casual staff full-time employment. As of the end of November 29, Nova Scotia Health Authority, 96.5% fully vaccinated, up from 95% on November 24, 3.1% partially vaccinated, 18,726 total employees with 91.3% reporting, up from 90%, IWK Health Center, 99.2%, no change, 0.6% partially vaccinated, 3,573 total employees with 99.4% reporting, no change, long-term care, 96.1% fully vaccinated, up from 95%, 2.1% partially vaccinated, 11,027 total employees with 98.0% reporting, up from 95%, home care, 95.3% fully vaccinated, up from 95.3% partially vaccinated, 3,821 total employees with 97.1% reporting, up from 97%, education, 97.8% fully vaccinated, up from 97%, 1.3% partially vaccinated, 18,726 total employees with 96.4% reporting, up from 90%, emergency health services, EHS, 98.8% fully vaccinated, no change, 0.8% partially vaccinated, 1,353 total employees with 100% reporting, up from 92%, adult day programs, seniors and long-term care, 94.6% fully vaccinated, up from 94%, no employees partially vaccinated, 76 total employees with 97.4% reporting correctional services, 98.7% fully vaccinated, no change, 0.8% partially vaccinated, 527 total employees with 99.4% reporting community services, disability support program and child and youth caring program, 93.9% fully vaccinated, up from 93%, 4.4% partially vaccinated, 8,269 total employees with 97.2% reporting daycares, 94.5% full vaccinated, up from 93%, 3.8% partially vaccinated, with 97.1% of facilities reporting hearing and speech NS, 99.4% fully vaccinated, no change, no employees partially vaccinated, 173 total employees with 100% reporting. 20 exemptions to the COVID-19 vaccination mandate were granted, 2 granted of 134 human rights exemption requests, 18 granted of 49 medical exemption requests. Note: This story was updated after the province corrected the total number of Nova Scotia Health Authority employees and the percentage of fully vaccinated EHS employees.